16. Ángela Moreno Gómez, a victim of gender violence. Despite institutional policies in place to eradicate gender violence, it continues to be a burden on society, and often the media has to report on a fatal outcome. Ángela Moreno, born Cuban, was the daughter of Pascual Moreno Chabrera, a soldier by profession who left Spain to fight in Cuba, where he married Gertrudis, a 15-year-old Cuban woman. When she died, Pascual returned to his village, Villarreal, with his 7 children, a large number of medals, and a trunk full of gold coins, which was the result of 22 years of looting after the battles in which he participated. When he was 58, he married again, this time to a young 18-year-old woman, with whom he had 6 more children. Ángela, one of the daughters of the first wife, married and had a son, but was unfortunately widowed. Her brother-in-law then married her for personal gain, knowing that sooner or later she would inherit a large amount of money. But as it happened, his father-in-law disinherited the children from his first wife and left everything to the children he had with his second wife. This infuriated Montoya, which was the son-in-law's name, and Ángela endured continuous beatings from 1906 until the 14th of January 1922, when she could not take it anymore and hit him twice with an axe while he was sleeping. Before dying, however, her husband inflicted several minor injuries on her that led to a diabetic coma, and on the 12th of March 1922, she died at the age of 52. The press at the time and the general population were outraged by the event. He was the victim, the poor thing, while she was described as a woman of little patience, having killed her husband for just a couple of beatings. The fact is that gender violence was not punishable by justice or society at that time, and it was even considered normal.